This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Saturday that the $68 price cap on seaborne Russian oil agreed by a group of seven nations in Australia is not serious at all and will do little to deter Russia from waging war in Ukraine. VOA's Marissa Melton is reporting.
The European Union is now set to approve the cap after the G7 and Australia struck a deal on Friday. The measure aims to reduce Russia's income from selling oil while preventing a spike in global prices. In his nightly video address, Zelensky said you wouldn't call it a serious decision to set such a limit for Russian prices, which is quite comfortable for the budget of a terrorist state. He said it's only a matter of time before stronger tools will have to be used anyway, and it's a pity to waste the time. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
And meanwhile, Russian authorities rejected the price cap on the country's oil sent by Ukraine's Western supporters and threatened Saturday to stop supplying the nations that endorsed it. Australia, Britain, Canada, Japan, and the United States and the 27-nation European Union agreed Friday to cap what they would pay for Russian oil at $60 per barrel. Biden administration officials are roughening and toughening their language toward NATO ally Turkey as they will try to talk Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan from launching bloody and destabilizing ground offensives against American ally Kurdish forces in Syria. Since November 20th, a week before the Turkey blamed without evidence on the U.S. shellings. This is VOA News. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, in a speech at the Reagan National Defense Forum, says the U.S. is not a pivotal point with China and that the counting years will be quite decisive.
They will determine whether our children and grandchildren inherit an open world of rules and rights, or whether they face emboldened autocrats who seek to dominate by force and fear.
Austin's speech at the Reagan National Defense Forum capped a week in which he and the Pentagon was squarely focused on China's rise and what that could mean for America's position as well. On Monday, it released an annual China security report that warned Beijing would likely have 1,500 nuclear warheads by 2035. Chinese authorities on Saturday announced a further easing of COVID-19 crisis, with major cities such as Shenzhen and Beijing no longer requiring the negative test to take public transport. The slight relationships and relaxation of testing requirements comes even as deadly virus infections reach near record highs. The U.S. Supreme Court is being warned about the potentially dire consequences of a case next week involving a Christian graphic artist who objects to designing wedding websites for same-sex couples. A rule for the designer and the justices will expose not only same-sex couples, but also black people, immigrants, Jews, Muslims, and other discrimination, according to liberals. But according to Republicans, the rule against her and the justices will force artists from painters and photographers to writers and musicians to do work that is going against their faith and more in support of a conservative group. South Korea's foreign national security director was arrested Saturday over a suspected cover-up surrounding North Korea's killing of South Korean fisheries officials near his rival's sea boundary in 2020. Soo-hoon's arrest early Saturday came as President Yoon Suk-yeol's conservative government investigates his liberal predecessor's handling of the killing. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA